album into this jam.
Yeah. You can't, huh?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Crispy Nuggets, a podcast brought to you by ladies all the way from Zimbabwe living out here in the diaspora. Our podcast will discuss... anything and everything happening in our world today that has an effect on us as people, from social, marketplace, politics, careers, pop culture, and many others that will come up as we go. We wish to share our thoughts and opinions, and hopefully we can put a smile on your face, touch your heart, ignite your mind, and get a conversation going. I'm Ruti Peters, and I'll be your moderator for this evening. And without further ado, I'll let every lady on this table introduce themselves, starting on my right.
Hi, everyone. This is Diamond.
Hey, Diamond.
Hey, Diamond.
Hi, everyone. This is KC. Not Casey. KC.
Gotcha.
Chima in the house.
Yeah. Hey everyone, my name is Lo. I'm looking forward to this. Excited.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. So today we have our first topic that's very interesting. Has the internet brought more harm than good? Ladies, I'll leave it to you.
I even remember the times before we had internet.
I know.
I'll start. I think it has done more in terms of being good than the
yes.
bad.
Okay.
And when it was designed, the internet was designed for sharing. Like it was designed to bring the whole world together.
Right.
But then you find now with the way people work, like with their minds, like mm-hmm. people are now bringing really bad things to the internet, but it
yes.
wasn't designed for that. It has done, we're now connected to the people back home. Like being in the diaspora is really difficult, being away from
yes.
your family,
right.
but it doesn't feel that way anymore because you can easily go on WhatsApp, you can easily go on Facebook, and you connect
yeah.
to your family. So I think it has brought people together
right.
in as much as there are bad things that are happening now because of being people on the internet, because this, like, I fear for our children,
right?
Because they have access to literally everything, and
right.
it's difficult to have control over that.
Mm.
But I still feel that it's really
right.
a good
a lot
platform.
Of good.
It's brought people together,
right?
Research
right.
in school. Like, remember when we used to have to research in books?
Oh my
god!
You go to the library. Exactly.
Right.
Well, I think with anything, anything that's good will always come with something that's bad. Like there's, you don't usually have something that's just perfect that doesn't
yeah.
come with,
yeah.
you know,
right.
the bad things. But I have to say that I think the internet has, at this stage, come with more negative impact on our lives.
Mm.
Just in as much as it's nice that we're connected and everything, but. Are we connected to the people who matter?
Right.
Are we connected to the things that matter? Like, how much time do you actually spend on your phone, like, speaking to family and
right.
your close friends? Are you scrolling and just looking at people you don't even know? Like, just following influencers? And what impact do those influencers have on you? Like, personally, if I'm to think of how much... the most time I spend on the internet, what it's allocated to, it's... I'm looking at clothes, like online shopping, like I'm spending money I don't have, like,
yeah.
you know, and yeah, like before, you know, you just have, you know, your jeans, your t-shirts, it was
right.
enough, but like constantly when you're on the, you feel like you don't have enough.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah.
But do we blame that on the internet, or is that now you? Because if you are now spending time on the
mm-hmm.
wrong things, we can't blame the internet for that.
Right.
You have to put in measures in your own life to say, okay, this is the stuff that is important to me. I will spend time on this. If you have to switch off your data, if you have to switch off your phone
right.
so you can have time with your family or make time for other things that are important to you, can we really blame the internet for that? I feel like the internet was essential. It has made business so much easier. Like imagine how it would be if we didn't have the internet. How would people transact? How everything has been made efficient, but maybe it's actually the people who are now using the internet in the wrong way, mm. maybe in the way in which it was not designed, or maybe it was designed for that, but maybe we need to think for ourselves. I mean, how it's going to affect our own lives, and put certain measures in place so that it doesn't disrupt our lives.
Mm. But how much control do you actually have of what is on your internet now? Because people are tracking what you say and what you do. So in as much as you don't want to see, but like if you just mention it in a conversation, because your microphone is always on, an advert is gonna come. Like you're human, right? So how much control do you actually have of...
Right. And I think that's a good point that you bring out, that there's an issue of internet and how we're using it, but it's an issue about us. Because I saw an article talking about self-regulation, that may actually be the issue, that people need to focus on regulating themselves.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. What do you think, Chimay?
Okay, so my thoughts are more on the political awareness. I think that the internet has brought like such a global awareness about politics.
Mm.
Like I remember growing up, like you just read what you saw in the paper and believed it to be truth.
Mm.
Now people post stuff, you know, to as they're happening. And I think a lot of movements that are here now, like in the US, about how black people are being, I don't know, the police versus the black men.
Mm.
I think it really has brought to light what people have been going through and has really empowered people. So I think that in terms of political awareness, I think it really has brought strides. And even like looking at Zimbabwe, like we were so scared to talk about politics growing up, but now everybody talks about politics.
Right.
Everybody is awakened. Everybody has something to say. You know,
that's
atrocities, in terms of like just bringing the numbers together to address social ills, I think it has done, I see the positive in that
right.
It has empowered individuals to participate in political issues and has brought like a global perspective of politics. You know, people now know what a good politician should look like, you know, what a good government looks like. And when you're all in your own country and you're limited to your press, you know, you don't have context. So I think that in terms of political awareness, it has done such a great job.
I think that's such a valid, especially when you see that like governments around the world realize the power in it to the point of shutting it down to, you know, stop or suppress voices or stop certain movements. They're realizing how powerful
it is.
But at the same time, do you feel like it's some politics have a bit more visibility than others? Like I think of, you know, coming from Zimbabwe when we had a shutdown. During that time, like you got into work, your colleagues were not aware of the things that were. It actually sounded like you were, you know, like it was just, I don't know, a story you created, because it wasn't on CNN, it wasn't on BBC. It's, you know, there wasn't, you know, people, you know, posting the flags globally, like, you know, when there was a fire in
Was it Rome? Which fire? The cathedral.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Like it's nice, but it's not balanced.
Right.
Yeah, and when you bring up politics, you actually, there's actually a negative part about it, because the spread of propaganda on the internet. Because in the US, the internet influenced the election.
Right.
Because they were spreading fake news.
Right.
Around. And then even now, like, it's now a tool to actually just spread things that are actually not correct.
Right.
And I feel like we have an advantage in the sense that we lived in a world before, sort of before, where we had to rely on the newspaper for news.
Right.
But then with the millennials these days, they whatever they see on the internet, they believe it.
Right.
Like, there was actually a time on Facebook, I see so many posts that come up to say Meghan and Prince William, Prince Harry are getting divorced. And it always comes up. I'm like, who's trying to spread these things?
Exactly.
Like, so at the same time, it's like, it's actually been used as a channel to put up fake politics on there. Like,
that's
it's
true.
Influencing
that's true.
Elections.
That's true.
And it's, that's a really good, because I think some... Mm.
they're collecting data on the internet, right, for mm-hmm. politics and right. strategizing on their campaigns and stuff. Like, your information is out there. Sometimes you think you go on Facebook, you're just having fun and you do a short right. questionnaire, but they're actually collecting data on you and creating their campaign strategies. Mm-hmm. So it's yeah, like, it's for you, but it's against you at the same time.
Yeah, like, I have to agree with that one. Right.
The collection yeah. of data is quite scary right. because you have people, they know everything about you.
Right.
Like, yes. It's taken away our privacy.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, like, completely, yeah, yeah. like, someone knows what you're shopping, right. like, what kind of clothes you like, they right. know what kind of food you like, they know what kind of TV right. shows you watch.
Right.
And data is becoming so valuable right now because companies are buying this data from right. you. Like, it's... to be honest, my privacy, I feel right. like I don't feel safe anymore.
Right, right. It's out there.
But I think yeah. businesses are not safe either, right? I mean, there is so much going on with cybersecurity, crimes right. and stuff like that, and people accessing people's private data and people accessing companies' data.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously you can put stuff in place, but obviously if the internet was not there,
right.
then cyber crime would not be such a huge thing. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
mm-hmm. yeah. Those have been right. some of the...
I think also, you know, it's about the media that's... The medium, rather, that's used to translate information. I think there are downsides to every mode of media. Mm. So if we take, like, the traditional newspapers, I mean, the downside was that you could only read it if you had physical access to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it doesn't necessarily... take away the underlying, you know, issues like the propaganda. Mm-hmm. You know, it was there even with, you know, with the television stations and all that. I think the underlying ills and the underlying motives of people will always be there in spite of whatever medium you're using.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I think with the internet, it's quite viral. It's quite fast. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally mm-hmm. is changing culture. Like globally, you know,
I mean, also because there's a lot on it, right? Like, you literally right, put right. everything in one basket,
right? There's child so, porn right. on the right. internet. Right. Right now, there were videos that are coming out teaching kids how to kill themselves on right. YouTube. That's kids. Right. It's like that's scary. True.
That it is yeah. scary. Yeah, and you bring a very good point, especially when you talk about kids
right.
Versus us, and I believe we're older millennials, right. so we have had the luxury of seeing what it's right. like to have no internet, right. playing outside, we don't even know. Like,
right,
I remember true. I first got myself when I was 14 and it was big, and right. I think the only thing you could do was call or text.
Right.
You know, now kids are getting cell phones, smartphones,
right.
a better smartphone than I have now
right.
At 5, you right. know, and it's normal. So because of that, can we look at maybe some of the disadvantages that right. the kids today have because they got so much access to the internet right. versus us who've had a childhood where there was no
right.
access to that? Like, how do we see those two
extremes? I think there's less human interaction now
right.
yes.
because people communicate via phones. Like, they
right.
communicate on
mm-hmm.
like if the young generation, if they like a girl
right.
they like her picture
right.
on Instagram
right. right.
That's how you tell someone that I like you
right. Right.
Like, there's less, like, let's talk.
Right.
People
right.
actually date on that online. Like it's,
yes.
there's no, like, I want to hold your
right.
hand. Like, there's less, and even playing outside, like you were
right.
saying. I feel like it was much more fun. Guys.
Right.
Stop at Lulu.
Right.
Like, in the sand.
Right.
Like,
it was. Kids today may never know those games.
They may
like, us now. We have to teach them. If we don't tell them, they're
right.
sorry, they'll just never know
Absolutely.
About it.
Brent yeah. was telling me, the other day, someone was telling me that there's a game that kids play
right.
online, and there was a YouTube video
right.
of someone playing the game,
right.
and kids were watching the person play.
Right.
Yes, and people are making money from that.
Watching
right.
someone
that's a
play.
Big deal.
Right, right. That's
yeah.
true.
And then I think
that's a money maker.
On the one hand, I feel like kids also learn this. They learn so much, right?
Right,
like,
as well.
From, like, you give a kid, a
right.
two-year-old, an iPad, not
mm.
that it's advisable, and then they know how to count to 50 before they're 3, they know their alphabet,
right.
they know their colors, and, you know, like...
But I feel like you could also take a book and just teach them, right?
This is the truth, and I think that's where the... Because it's like you... delegating that teaching experience
right.
to an electronic device.
Right.
So definitely, I think on a kid's perspective, like, Right. Even just, I think it's actually stressful. Mm. Sometimes when you think of having to check your WhatsApp messages, your Facebook, your Instagram. It's very stressful. And I remember when we went to Cuba and we didn't have internet for some time. Like, there's actually a stress. It's actually a burden that's removed from you because you can't check it. You don't have to check it. You're in the moment, you're in the surroundings, you're interacting, like, you know. So, yeah,
but doesn't that just highlight the fact that we do have very limited self-regulation, that you had to wait to get to a place where there just wasn't internet. Like, you cannot sit in your home and say, I'm switching off my data, I'm switching off the internet, and I'm sitting. Like, we actually have to wait till were taken to a place.
It's true. We have
that self-regulation thing is an issue.
It's addictive. It's like sugar. It's like, and you know, and they've tried to come up with like boxes that you can put your phone in and lock for a certain amount. As an adult, why should you have to do it? It's addictive.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's also like in terms of children, I think it is causing depression, you know, because it isolates you, you know, like you can literally just be in your house on your phone. Like, sometimes I'm like switching between my computer, my cell phone, my other third gadget or laptop. Do you know what I mean?
So the average is 5 devices per person.
Right. And they say that isolation and loneliness is one of the major causes of depression. So I think it has an isolating effect on on everybody, but also on children.
With their parents, they sometimes I actually have to consciously tell myself, like, stop it. Like, my son is pulling me, and like, he's pulling me, he's looking for my attention.
Hey, I'm on the phone.
And where am I? I'm on Instagram.
Right.
I'm scrolling. Right. It's like, why am I scrolling? I do not know these people. This little human being who wants my attention, and I'm on Instagram.
It's amazing. Right. But you see, you can't even help it. You can't. Right. Like, don't you miss the days of landlines? You have to be called.
Are we gonna meet up? Are they gonna make it? Are they not? That game of chance.
I do not miss that.
You're happy to be able to know what's going on at all times.
So just taking it a bit home, like home, you know. Personally, where do you think the internet has been harmful for you as women, in wherever you are in your lives? Like, which area can you say? Because the internet definitely has been amazing for my job, but personally, how has it affected you?
I think for me, my self-image, I definitely think, like, coming from Zimbabwe, where I didn't have so much exposure to the internet, I felt perfect, and I'm far from perfect now. I was far from perfect then, but I felt, like, so comfortable in my own skin. I wore no makeup, and, you know, I obviously tried to look presentable, but I just wasn't so consumed with how I looked and everything. And now, like, when you like, there's this constant image of how you should look, what your skin should look like, what your hair should look like, and even just looking at people's bodies, like, for me recently, I've actually considered having breast implants or breast lift, because I'm like, I want my clothes to look like that. Like, I don't want, like, you know, after a child who's
my boobs to look like this.
My situation.
Like, I also want to wear these low cut V tops and look like that. So honestly, I just feel like it's just created this standard of beauty that's unattainable. And I mean, even if you can, like, why should you spend those tens of thousands of dollars altering what you naturally look like? That's what your body looks like after having a child. What's wrong with it?
I would echo what Casey has just said. Really, it for me as well, it's been self-image, like, just looking online, you're like, these snapbacks.
These standards, like,
they're like, it's been a year now, and there's no snapback. It's not snapping back. Like, constantly just feeling like you're inadequate because there's a certain weight that you need to be. There's a certain look that you need to have. You need to wear certain clothes. You need to do... Like, it's just like you're trying to validate yourself through other people.
Right.
Like,
in as much as we can say, I don't care about posts on Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
Like, the fact that you wake up and you see the likes and the right. comments on Instagram or on Facebook, or, right. it does affect you. Even if you're saying, I don't care about it, it's somewhere at the back of your mind, someone saying, oh, you look good.
Right.
There's that, like, feel-good thing that comes out of it. Like, right. that self-image is really... I feel like it's really... Yeah,
and
it's
just
really
to your
negative.
Point, Lo, I just thought of something that... It means more for someone on Instagram to like your post and for me to say, Lo, you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That means more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got 100 likes. So, yeah.
how many times have you
yeah.
been like, oh, I liked your photo.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Did you actually go and click
yeah.
a like?
Yeah, I just told you, you look fantastic. No, no, but you like it on there.
Yeah.
We reduced ourselves to
and
many likes.
And don't you blacklist people who... follow you and you know they always view you and they never like you. Like,
yeah.
like you don't
like,
you.
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah. That's a whole other podcast.
I can think of like
yeah.
two ways. I think one
mm.
very simple way
mm.
that it has impacted me negatively is
mm.
like when it comes to sleep.
Yeah.
Usually, like when
mm.
I go to sleep,
mm.
I'm on my phone and I'm looking, you know, YouTube and the bright screen,
mm.
and then it takes me a whole hour or so to
mm.
actually finally go to sleep,
mm.
and causes me to not have good rest, you know,
yes.
and that just becomes a snowball of just feeling exhausted,
yes,
and just tired. So I think in that sense, it has negatively impacted me.
Right.
This one is like I feel like right
mm.
because we're so accessible. I feel like sometimes guys don't make the effort.
Mm.
Like you know, like
mm.
something. Go there, Martha. Like someone and. I think it's great in that
mm.
it's positive in that you are accessible.
Mm.
You need to be accessible and talk
right.
to someone. But then, you know, like the traditional stuff, I kind of like that. Like how
mm.
people used to come and stand at the corner of your road just to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
to spend time with you.
Mm.
So I think in that sense, like people have become lazy sort of in love because you're always, it's either
mm.
they call you on WhatsApp or, they, you know, or something like that.
Mm.
So I think in that sense, yes, I would love some. You know, personable, more personable interactions.
Mm,
mm-hmm.
That's a.
So yeah, so
that
that's
is true.
That
yeah.
is quite interesting. And
yeah.
Diamond, how has it affected you negatively?
Let's see. So to be honest,
mm.
I feel like it has made me a less productive person.
Right.
I think
mm.
a lot of the times you can be at work and working, but you see that blue light and you're like, ooh! And let me just check my phone.
That's true.
You know, and then you hear someone come, you're like, oh, let me close my phone.
Right.
Because I feel like there's always some pressure to look at what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. Just check who's posted on Instagram,
yeah.
what's
right.
going on
yeah.
on Facebook.
Right.
And we don't think about a lot of the times, like, staying here, right? So if you are a single person like
right.
me, you stay by yourself, you know, you find yourself on a Saturday afternoon, you could be going outside,
right.
you know, doing some stuff outside
right.
in the environment,
yeah,
being one with
yeah.
the environment,
yeah,
but literally the whole time you're like Facebook,
yeah,
right.
you need to always
so
be up to date.
I just feel like, you know, I don't know, I almost feel like it has reduce the quality of my life. I
right.
would really like to not spend so much
right.
time on the internet or looking at what other people are doing
right.
and actually doing things in my own life.
Yeah,
you do
the doing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're seeing other people doing life.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, they're doing
right.
well.
And it's
yeah.
already
so good at it.
It's like I started at 12 o'clock. It's already 6 p.m.
Right.
on Friday.
Oh,
right.
I'm caught
so.
Up on Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm up to date.
So that's
yeah.
how I generally feel. But
yeah, yeah. And I must agree with you, yeah. Because yeah, I mean, I'll stay by myself and I can just be there the whole afternoon. In between. Making sure I'm caught up. And
yeah.
I was saying to Diamond the other day
yeah.
that Instagram now tells you you're all caught up now.
Yeah, and the thing is, and then when I do have company, I am
I'm especially with person I'm now familiar with. I'm
right.
okay to keep being on Instagram and Facebook, and they're used to me and they accept me for who I am.
Right.
I can do stuff, and it's extremely rude.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it when people do
right.
that, but I do that.
Right.
You see, but I'm like, yeah, they're fine with it.
Right.
Are they?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Are they? And I do that, and I can't even help it when they go and I continue, and it's I'm addicted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I go take off the app, and then I put it. Have this constant war with myself and the app that doesn't even know me and
right.
this relationship, and it's very complicated. So,
right.
so it's just addictive, really. So yeah, I think we can all say we've pointed areas
yeah.
where we really need to look at ourselves and see
right.
how we can turn that access to something better. Because
right.
I love reading novels. I love, but I don't have time. I'm
right.
on Facebook. I'm very busy.
I would want us to probably not mix up the internet and social media.
Right.
Yes.
But,
yes.
but the two are interconnected. But
yes.
I just feel like when it comes to... Because when we're looking at it in a broad perspective, to say,
yes.
right.
has the internet done more good than the bad?
Right.
Yes.
And the bad is the element of social
right.
media.
Yes.
Right.
But when you look at the internet on its own as an entity, like on its own, the amount of good things, look at the health...
Right.
The
yes.
progression of health that
Absolutely.
Has come because of internet.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now there's you can research things in minutes and
right.
but what and
your
find
doctor
things about
always
that.
Say doesn't your doctor always say don't go on the internet?
No.
Well, on one hand
well,
they're
you,
trying
yes,
to protect their billing,
yes.
but on the other
But the
hand,
innovation that has come
right.
through it's the innovation that comes
yes.
through the internet because people are researching and they're using the internet to come
That's
up with
true.
Drugs to be able to cure things that were not curable before.
Right.
It
but,
is the
but,
internet
but
that is helping
to
with
be
that.
Fair, I think it only helps the process to make it more efficient, but I feel like that stuff, it's not as if the internet developed that stuff. That
yeah.
stuff is in the history books. That stuff is in
but,
the
books. But what I'm
yes.
saying is...
people put it on the internet, which makes it more efficient when I have to look for
so
it.
So the efficiency...
Yes, I agree. I'm saying I agree.
But it doesn't stop the innovation.
Exactly. I feel
okay,
like...
Okay, fine. What about
so,
the platform of being able to make payments immediately?
Yes.
That's the internet.
Right.
So Lo, sorry to interrupt you because that's a brilliant point. And that's actually going to be part of our last segment of this conversation.
Okay.
Because you're very right. We do intermingle the two. And that shows the problem. You see what I mean? That is the issue where internet has become social media. And that's not it. There's so many
right.
other
that's
things.
But then
so
I
that's think... a... So, sorry, case of C. But just to show you some stats that I managed to Google. And I don't know how reliable they are. It's on the internet. That's what I found. But then looking at the 10 most searched sites, you see. So the first one is Google. We all use Google. But what are we using Google for?
Right.
That's left. But YouTube is next. Facebook
right.
is next. But all these other things that are there, like even for stocks or all these things to research. We're not thinking about that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Top 10. We've got Yahoo. We've got Twitter. We've got Instagram. I already mentioned like about almost 6 sites that are social media related and they're the top 10. Imagine
yeah,
all the other things we could do. So that really does show you from the point you brought up that that's the issue.
Internet.
Right?
That's what I wanted to
yeah.
say, Peter, is that like speaking within our context, yes, the internet can do a lot of amazing things. You can access a lot of amazing things. But what are we primarily
yes.
using it for? Are we
yes.
using it for those amazing things?
Yes.
Or
yes.
are we, you know,
okay,
primarily...
So let's just say
yes.
if today the social media platforms were brought down, would you still... Would you still find it useful?
I'll
like
just
if
Facebook,
like if Facebook was
so
brought
much.
Down, Instagram. Don't you think there are other things that probably we don't appreciate that we'll immediately lose? Like,
that's,
do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there are things in the background that are quite critical that are happening because of the internet. We may not be aware of it or awaken to it, right? But if today, if we were just left, or vice versa, if we were just left with social media and everything else that the internet does is shut down, we'd probably realize that we use it more for other things than
we definitely do. I mean, just our work.
Right.
Like the fact that we're able to work remotely.
Right.
Yes.
Like you can
yes.
have WebEx calls with people in different parts of the world.
Right.
Yes.
That is the internet
right.
that
yes.
we're using.
Right.
The payments one, I'll still go back to it. The
right.
fact that our
yes.
banking system these days
right.
is much faster than it was before. The use of blockchain that is coming. Things are
yes.
now instant.
Right. Yes.
I still think the internet
as a whole,
absolutely,
has done more for us than
we realize, good
than bad.
That we realize.
But I like how,
that we realize.
Like you're saying that we, the biggest advantage is efficiency. The efficiency is created, right? Because things are closer to instant or instant.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that also has caused a part. Like if I look at my daughter and how she accesses YouTube and she knows if she clicks this, she'll get it immediately. Sometimes it translates to her behavior as well.
Mm.
If she says she wants ice cream, she kind of expects it
yep.
to happen now.
Yep. She wants an app.
Millennials
are no doubt now generation. No time to waste.
And it's very difficult to teach patience, which is such an important virtue in life, to get through life, because in real life things don't happen instantly. You have to work for them, they take time. So I think from a young age it's really teaching, you know, children an incorrect lesson about how the real world works.
That is very valid point. It's very valid.
So although I'm interested, overall, when you consider all things, do you think it has done more good than bad, or more bad than good?
I think more good than bad. I stand by it.
Like when you look at the whole, you know, like the over, like if it were to drop off right now, do you think we would have lost more or gained if we lost the internet versus having it?
I'm trying to think of how my life would have been different without the internet.
Right.
I suppose I wouldn't have gotten my job outside of Zimbabwe.
Right.
I wouldn't actually even have had been able to do my degree the way I did it. I did it online.
Right.
And if I hadn't come to where I am now, I wouldn't have met my husband, and I wouldn't have my child. So I'm forced to say it's done more good than harm for me, because it has, you know, impacted my life. But I do think it has come at a high cost.
Right.
I think to your question, what I'll just add is that it sounds to me like a lot of the good of internet is very marketplace related, very work related. So let's say if 5 o'clock work is over, we switch off the internet and people go to their homes. What are we really using the internet for at home outside of social media, to be honest? Let's say if there's no internet at homes.
But
at homes, it's now time to be with your family, now trying to do all those other things.
Right.
Wouldn't that help with that regulation of knowing that internet is up to... Like, wouldn't that even help to regulate society? The internet is actually switched off.
Internet is finished. Internet shedding, maybe.
And then at 5 onwards, we just start doing other non-internet related things. And 8 o'clock tomorrow, we're back in again. Wouldn't that help?
But that's in an absolute, like, everybody does a 9 to 5. But there are other types of jobs that need it. Like, there are hospitals that need it. There's so much security. Do you know what I mean? When you go to sleep, we need to be, you know, protected. Communication, you know. So I think that...
Even your electricity.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's still useful. Even.
But I was saying, what if it's regulated to work-related? Like, those things, those... You know, needs.
So that's what we're saying. Like,
it's not accessible, like just for Wi-Fi and just social things. If there's actually like a regulation as to what kind of, because you know how sometimes at work you can't, you can't reach certain sites. You can't. So what if there's some sort of regulation that's put into the internet, and then
so maybe that's
the site, because we can't do it ourselves.
Maybe that's the self-regulation part then.
Or we need to be regulated.
Taking away, I feel like you're taking away a human right now. It's a human right, like the fact
not
that I have access
right.
to access to what I need access to. It is a human right. If you take away my internet, you're taking away my rights.
Right.
That's the world that we live in now. I feel like you're taking away my right. I have the right to be able to access what I need to access at any time.
Because what are you saying? Because I feel like if you, like what she, somebody mentioned that if you are at work, there are certain sites that you're not. So, so at your workplace, right, they can actually, in fact, they can say that, I suppose maybe then if you had data on your phone, you could still access it. But they can actually say, if we give you Wi-Fi, there's certain sites that you cannot access. Or if you have access on the local network, there's certain sites that you cannot access. I mean, that doesn't mean that...
That one is okay.
Right.
That one is fine. I was responding to taking away certain, to say there's no Wi-Fi for a period of time and you can't access certain like social media, or unless I understood you wrong. Like the certain blocking certain sites at work, I think that's valid.
Yeah, I think I don't have the mechanics of how it would work at a government level.
Right.
But I'm just saying that because work is able to do that, I don't think it would be illegal to start implementing those things if workplaces can do
and
that.
And governments have done that.
Governments have done that.
But then governments are saying that we
governments
as
have
the
whatever country.
The governments that have done that have been dictators.
But let's keep in mind
that have done that.
Yeah, okay. Well, they didn't do it to protect us. They obviously in the past have done it to protect, you know, themselves.
No one ever does it to protect the people.
Yes. But I mean, it just demonstrates it can be done.
But that, which is what I'm saying, that if a government does that, like to block people's internet for a period of time, that is taken away. It's taking away a human right because I need communication right now. As it is, it's like when they blocked WhatsApp in Zimbabwe, we couldn't communicate with our families back home. Right. That is a human right. I need to know if my mom is sick. I need to be able to check on her. Mm. And at that time, people couldn't do that.
But you can place a regular call.
So before WhatsApp was developed, how are
you? No.
And whenever something starts, it's tricky.
No,
but if it
WhatsApp,
becomes like this, is what we're
but
doing.
WhatsApp is cheaper. No, what if I can't afford a call? What if I cannot afford a call?
The point I'm disputing is you're making it seem as if WhatsApp is a human right. It's not. I mean, WhatsApp was created by somebody who saw that it was more efficient, whatever the case was, and they created it. It was never there before. It's not as if it's always been there. So it's not as if WhatsApp is a human right. They can take it off. And you cannot say...
Or regulate it.
You cannot say, no, you must give me WhatsApp regulation.
I don't
know.
I really want to have a podcast.
But I feel like, okay, we can't say it's a human right when... It has been scientifically proven, like, okay, I'm talking about social media in general, has been scientifically to be linked to depression and things like that. So I wouldn't classify that as a human right.
I think the platforms in themselves, there's nothing wrong with them. It's the people. It's how we use anything. Like,
anything
you can use a knife to catch vegetable, you can use a knife to kill something. I think the platform in itself is... not absolutely wrong, no, absolutely right. It's how it is used. These platforms are being used to save people's lives, to, like, they're things that we can't even conceive that they're used for. You know, like, things like, I always see, like, when somebody is lost or a child and someone shares on Facebook or communication, do you know what I mean? So I think they're noble things that they are used for. It's just that, I suppose, the regulation. How do we regulate?
The regulation.
I feel like it's like, okay, if there's a batch of apples that is released and then almost, I'd say, maybe 80% of those people who eat those apples get ill.
Right.
Then we can't say there's nothing wrong with those apples. So similar to social media platforms, in as much as we can say the platform is not, if it's designed to be addictive for you to stay on it so that they can market to you and collect your data, like, we can't say there's nothing wrong with the platform when it's a worldwide issue that people are addicted to it. People are.
But do you think people are more addicted to it than it is useful? Do you think that? Do you know what I mean? Like,
the addiction outweighs the usefulness.
I think that I literally see the positives of those platforms so much. Like, awareness, like when that hurricane thing happened, like, that's how literally people scream out for help. That's how somebody starts a, I don't know, GoFundMe for something. That's how we know people are dying. So I do see that in itself as a platform, as a, it's not bad. It's just how we use it. In the case of the apples, it means the apple was bad for somebody to eat it and die.
But if 80%, if it impacts people, most people negatively.
But is it
there's
though?
Something about how it is built.
You think so?
Yes, it is built for you to stay on it. It's built
because at the end of the day, the core of why these platforms are to make money. You see, so now the more you're addicted, so at the end of the day, he's very happy if these wonderful things are happening, but he wants to make money. So the more you can get addicted, the more ways he can find you to get you to be addicted, the better.
Absolutely.
We're talking about social media, right?
Right.
What are we talking about?
That's good. I'm not sure.
Let's be clear.
Okay, fine.
All the negative things you've spoken about.
All right, separate the internet and social media. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Okay. The internet is used for so many
things.
What is it?
I mean. Define the internet and social media. I feel like social media is literally just a small percentage.
All right,
I don't think it's small. Just as she read you that the top 10 includes
it's what we use it for. So we cannot separate. It's very hard to talk about the internet at length without putting social media.
I didn't say we shouldn't include it. Uh-huh. But what I'm saying, of all the negative things that you have spoken about, you have said, you've been saying social media, right? That's all the negative things, right? So only the social media has been the negative part about the internet.
But I don't actually think that's true as well.
No, but I don't agree that it's mostly useful. The internet, guys, holds things together.
The internet is being used for that.
But
it's so
just,
much
just different. As it is like that, how it has made things so accessible to people who... Do you know how many people have been put hostage because people have information about stuff that you have put on the internet, about stuff that governments have put on the internet? So just as much as you think that, oh wow, it is holding our lives together, somebody else is trying to destroy your life with the information that you have put on the internet.
Which is not social media. For me, I think I agree that it has some negatives to it. I mean, it's not
huge negatives,
but I think that my perspective is that it has done more good than bad. I think that we are in the world, we are where we find ourselves. We find ourselves in a highly, you know, I don't know, we depend on the internet a lot, right, for a lot of things. I think there's something to be said about the self-regulation. We are in it. That's the world we're in, you know, and maybe finding ways to unplug and, you know.
Okay, and I think everyone has brought very valid points, and I had a question when I was taking this. Okay, just saying that because it was so good.
Diamond is taking my wine.
Diamond, but why?
Diamonds last forever.
Right. I wanted to just say that I think the issue is that we don't have stats, right? I think everyone's speaking from a very personal perspective and what they see. So we don't have stats
But we can only speak within our context, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So just bringing up to that point whereby she's seeing that, for example, Chimai is seeing that, no, it's probably more good, but it's based on her world, her scope of things. And then Diamond may be speaking from another scope. So we don't actually have the stats. And at the end of the day, the stats is what's happening in the world that, oh, this suicide has increased by whatever percentage from whenever internet was not there.
Right.
Those are the things that we can now use to really kind of bring this to bed. So I guess I'll leave that to all of us, you know, to maybe look at the stats.
Right.
And we focus on your world. And I think one thing we can take away is their self-regulation.
Right.
I think that's one thing we can take away. So just bringing it... So now we know something that we can do, but I also think that no matter how positive the internet may seem, the fact that there is negative, there's room for that negativity to grow.
Absolutely.
And that can be carried by the future generations, the people younger than us,
right?
So how do we feel as that upper quota of the millennials with our younger millennials that are coming up and the next generations? Do we want to start having that dialogue with them? Do you think it's something that we should start talking about? Because we are actually in an amazing spot because we have both perspectives of no internet and internet. So I think we actually are key to some of these conversations and dialogues. So do you think that's something that we should start doing? Talking to our little sisters, talking to our little cousins, talking about people, to people around us. We talk about boyfriends, careers, whatever. We don't talk about the internet, and a lot of things are shaped by the internet. Like what she might brought up, dating.
Right.
Internet is involved. Careers, internet is involved. You know, movement in careers. You know, things like that. So do you think that's something that we should really start talking about more with generations that are coming?
I think the best way to communicate is by how we our relationship with the internet and social media. Like before you can even talk to someone, like I like your point about self-regulation, like you have to start with yourself. Like what are you gonna say to the younger generation that you have implemented yourself? What do you have to say on the matter? What do you have to say on self-regulation?
That's true. Like, and I remember I think you've mentioned before, like when it comes to reading, like if you're always on the phone and you're not reading a book, your children are never going to
that's
read
a very good
because
point.
They learn from seeing what you do yourself.
Yeah.
So I think we, instead of talking to them, yes, we can talk to them, but rather let's act the way we want them to act.
So for example, if you're always posting and you're being that person, then your child is going to...
Naturally, they are, because that's how they...
Because,
if I'm posting pictures of my son all the time on Instagram or Facebook, he's going to learn, like, as he grows up, like, Mom, you posted a photo of me. Oh, how many likes did I get? And naturally, they're also going to grow up like that. Not to say posting is bad, but I'm just saying that that's how, like, if I act that way, they're going to... They're going to act
so
the same
way. So, starts with us before we can start dialoguing. Let's actually start walking the talk. Diamond, do you have any thoughts on this one?
I agree with her. I echo. Casey
and
Hello.
Diamond got the names on lock. That's right.
I think I agree with that. I think we're growing up in a time like a lot of some parents already have Instagram accounts for their kids and stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe it is conform or get left behind. Maybe that's what it is. But I agree with what Casey said, you know, that you have to set the example for your kids and for those who look up to you, who are younger than you and stuff like that. And if we can lead by example, you know, and walk the talk, do the, you know, self-regulation thing, then,
No, that's true. And Chimai, do you have any thoughts on this before we move on?
I agree, but I just also feel sorry for the children because it's almost like there's parts of it they cannot control anymore. Because for them to talk to their friends from school... They have to use a phone. Like, it's almost there's a part of the that's almost has been taken away from our control. Do you know what I mean? Like, the influencers, whoever is important, is on the internet. So I think, just bringing out the more natural things as much as... I think it's just putting it in there as much as possible. But there's definitely, unfortunately, I think a part of them that's already taken away.
So, I know we've talked at length, but there's so many things to talk about. So, we'll have two more questions. Right. That are just two more broad topics. One of them is that as moms, as future moms, aunties, etc., or guardians, sometimes you might find yourself in a guardianship role of a child. Do you think there should be a limit, like an age limit, where the child should start having access? Because L.O., you brought a very good point that is taking away a right. If you say to your child that, no, you're not getting internet until you're 10, is it taking away their right? Or you have a right to do that as a parent, but government doesn't have a right? Like, where does it stop? Where does it start? That right.
And the right, I have to be very clear.
Okay.
When it comes to the right, I was talking about taking away the internet. I'm not talking about taking away social media.
And I'm also not... This question is not about social media. Internet. Like, to access Google.
I feel like I can't... take that away when it makes sense, because for them to do their homework, they're gonna need to go on Google to research certain things.
Okay,
so I can't take that away.
But that can.
But that's the thing, that maybe I can take away to say, for this period of time, can you not be on social media? Can you not be on Facebook and Instagram?
Okay,
but you can have internet. On YouTube, if you're gonna be on YouTube, if it's my little baby who's still. He can be on YouTube Kids to watch things like his alphabet ABC, to learn ABC and to learn 1, 2, 3, 4. But he can't be on the internet to watch violent, like, little games or whatever. I can regulate certain things. I'm not going to regulate the internet itself, but I can regulate certain aspects of the internet.
Okay.
All right. That's how I feel.
Okay. So it's more like access, you have it. But regulate
how. I have to regulate. And it's difficult. That's the thing. Mm. Once they have it, like, which is why, like, on YouTube Kids, that I mentioned, on YouTube Kids, mm-hmm. It's YouTube Kids. It's meant for kids. They're supposed to be able to see Peppa Pig on YouTube Kids. Right. But someone was posting a video on YouTube Kids for teaching kids how to kill themselves.
Right.
So that's difficult. How do you then... How do you regulate that? How do you stop it? Mm. At the same time, I need them to have it for them to learn things. So... I don't know if you can put a certain, like, if you can put an age limit, or you can, I actually don't know, to be honest. I don't have a solution.
I know. It's because I know I've seen some parents who are so strict, like the kids no phones, not allowed to watch TV, they play outside. they're building castles. They're like, when you stop off with your phone, you know what I mean, like, you don't relate anymore. So should parents do that, or you're leaving your kids behind? Like,
too much of anything is right. not yeah. good. Too much of regulation is not good. Too right. much of free yeah. will is right. not.
But
not
I think good. I agree with Jemai that, like, a part of it is a lost cause because of the times we're living in. Like, how are right. you supposed, like, if you're going on a trip, if you right. you know, like, you need the internet, and they need the internet. Like, I took a school tour last year, and 6-year-olds were being taught coding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's almost like they're so submerged in it now, mm. and they kind of have to be to survive.
Exactly.
Right. How do you...
Yeah, how do you stop that thing? Like,
yeah, it's almost like you're standing in the way of their progression, because right, they need right. to know how to use it. They need to standing know how in the it works.
Like, hence my statement to say it's a human right.
Right.
Because right now, you need it to be able to survive in this world. So right. it's a right for you to have.
Right.
That's just,
I don't think it's a
thought.
Right. But I yeah, think it's a way right. of life. I think it's a way of
life. But that's the thing. Well, if, it's a way of life, if it's a way of life that you need to be able to survive in this world, if it's taken away from you, is that...
No, I think rights are more like rights to food, water, yes. education. Like, those yes. are rights.
Of which education uses internet.
Right.
Not and always. Not
but that's the
it
thing.
It doesn't have to. Did you do your primary school with internet?
But that's the thing.
Are you not?
No, but at the time it was okay. But right now, at this stage.
So it can yeah. be.
But
done.
I feel like it can still be. I'm pretty sure there's some people who don't even believe in the influence of the internet and don't.
Some people don't even have it.
Their kids. But and they don't use the internet. Yeah. I'm just saying that I think it is possible.
But are you
and
not taking away? But are you not taking away a certain advantage that they will
an
have?
Advantage,
but
not
depends.
A right.
I think
it depends.
Okay, fine. Maybe
it depends
maybe.
On what you see.
It's
as
okay.
An
it's okay. It's okay. Fine. Take away the human. I think for me, to
you. If you have access, you are right, Baba.
Yay!
About it because I felt like what the government did in Zimbabwe was very
absolutely.
Like,
yeah, that felt like a right.
Listen,
it's like
right.
Right.
I can see that.
And rights can get a little gray as well, right? It can be a little easy.
Okay, yeah. So I was gonna say
rights are relative.
Yeah, they are relative.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but
gray.
That's dictatorship. Like if you
yes.
say, like I can take certain things away
right.
from you.
Although the Zimbabwe example was
thinking.
Awful, you know,
right.
that was just like, huh?
Yeah. I think also, like, I think traditional things never grow old. I think how things were designed to work works. Do you know what I mean? So I think that, like, on the contrary, whilst children are using internet and stuff a lot, that's why it's translating to depression and things like that, because that's not nature. That's not how
natural.
We were wired to,
yes,
to function. Mm. So I think by introducing the things that we were wired to do, it can help in sort of, you know, suppressing those things. Like, for example, just spending more time together, talking like this, like laughing, playing, whatever. It's just bringing us back to our nature. So I think just bringing, like, they may not even know that they need it, but because they're wired for it, the moment you give it to them, they're like, you know, you should see Kyla, how she just runs out. Like, no one tells her to run. On the, like when you're outside, but she knows what to do because it's
yeah,
nature.
Exactly.
So I think they may not know better, but I think introducing those things that we know are traditional, I think you can never go wrong with that.
I think I wonder just what the future is.
Like, crazy.
Like, okay, the internet is obviously here to stay. Right. But, like, if we think, we're just talking about how we've lived through the times where we didn't have the internet, or we didn't have access to it, through the times where it's such a big part of our lives. But 10, 20 years from, what's the next thing? Like, what's after this? And
do you think we'll go full circle?
And do you think there'll be a time where we actually say the internet is not good for us? Because, okay, look at GDPR and that kind of regulation that's been introduced where people are saying, okay, our information's out there, but we have rights to privacy. We have, like, you need to, if I don't want you to have my information and there's no legal reason for you to have it, I have the right to be erased, you know? So, like, do you think we're starting to kind of rein our
That's the regulation we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more, we're not going to get to a point where we're saying, okay, you know what, let's just do away with this thing. I think
regulation.
It's going to be regulation.
Right.
We're going to still be using it, but still using it in a regulated environment.
Yeah.
Where we say, okay, yes, you can have my information, but I have a right for you to delete it after a certain time. Like, it just has to be regulated.
Yeah. So I think bringing back to that part, there will be that regulation at a state level, and then at a personal level, you need to apply those things to yourself. Yeah.
But I have a sneaky suspicion that it's going to get worse.
Before it gets better.
Right. I think so. Because I think it was said earlier, the people who drive these things are the, you know, the big cheeses of the world. Like, the people who gain or stand to gain from this platform, from the internet, are the ones who actually make decisions for us, you know? And they will always be pushing to make that money. So I think that, I think it's gonna get to a new level of just, you know, with these chipping pins now in, you know, like all this stuff, like, I think it's gonna get worse.
And I also wonder, are the generations after us,
the
next one is Generation Z, right? Or X? Z or X?
Thank you,
Pam. One of them.
A. Generation A.
That one. You know, are they even having these conversations? Because they've only known that. We think about it because we actually like, whoa, we're seeing the changes. But they don't know anything else. So there's nothing to really compare to. So, that is something to think about. But anyway, I think we've talked.
What do we think we're going to practically change starting tomorrow? What do we like? How is this going to impact our lives? Us,
like this conversation,
like starting tomorrow, what's going to change for you?
I think I'm going to delete my app.
I will make a conscious effort just to not always be on my phone and on the internet, and just to I just want to look for new hobbies.
I think what's worked for me in the past, there were days I'd actually forget my phone in the car, and the effort to go out and get it, I just wouldn't make it, and then I'd have a pretty good evening. I think I just actually doing that on purpose, like once I get home, like, is there really an emergency that I need to be on my phone?
Besides being on the group.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I'm going to have to get, guys, going forward, you can catch me behind the guys.
That's it, you can catch me. Call me on the landline.
I'm going to try and, I want to spend more time with my son.
No.
Like, I really want to stop doing it. It really bothered me the other day when he was trying to get my attention and I was on Instagram.
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Right.
Like, I need to stop that. I want to spend more time.
How do you want to stop that?
Yeah.
Just put your phone away. Like, literally, just put my phone away.
Right.
Like, and put it, if it's going to be a call. Because that's the thing. Like, if it's really important, someone's going to call you.
Wouldn't it be nice, but like,
they
pages.
Will call you.
What the hell
do you page me, but otherwise leave me alone.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, how did they do on Game of Thrones? You seen the Raven?
Yeah, we are talking about what we are keeping on. Jesus is a secret watcher. She's a secret watcher.
Talk about the Raven. She's a secret
watcher. You don't have to watch Game of Thrones to know that.
I don't know about the Ravens.
I don't know.
Okay,
now you know.
that's true. And or just even having a place where your phone stays and just putting it there where it stays and just leaving it. One thing maybe, and also the other thing that another friend of mine talked about was like, I sleep with my phone there and I'm checking
it. I'm checking my
phone all the time. And I'm checking. And I'm like, oh, no message. Anyway, okay. No, and that's the thing. Those are the that also cause depression. You think about what message, but it's like you just.